Secretary Rumsfeld says even though NATO will soon have responsibility for most of Afghanistan and plans to add the remaining region in the east, its troops only maintain security and build local capacity. They do not do active counterinsurgency operations.
Technically, that would not say they would take over everything, because the counterterrorism activity has never been, to my knowledge, discussed as a role for NATO.
Secretary Rumsfeld says that job is done by the U.S.-led coalition, which includes several NATO countries. And while he welcomed NATO's growing role in Afghanistan, the secretary said there are many factors that will go into any decision about U.S. troop strength in the country. He says those factors include NATO's role, but also the development of the Afghan army and political process and the demobilization of militias.
I wouldn't tie it to that. It's a combination of all of those elements and not the one.
The secretary also noted that U.S. forces in Afghanistan have already been reduced by one-third. As he prepared to meet with the other 25 NATO defense ministers, plus their Russian counterpart and ministers from seven NATO partner states from around the Mediterranean, Secretary Rumsfeld praised the organization's evolution in recent years. He noted that it has moved beyond its traditional defensive posture in Europe and taken an active role elsewhere in the world. He mentioned plans for the NATO Rapid Reaction Force as an example. That force is to have final exercises in June and become operational in October, but U.S. officials say member nations have only contributed about 80% of the force's required resources. Secretary Rumsfeld said he would also like to see NATO get involved in global peacekeeping and helping develop military capabilities in partner nations.
Well, I think there are other things NATO could do, and I suspect that if we transported ourselves out 5 or 10 years and look back, we'd find, in fact, NATO will be doing some of those things to a greater extent than they are today.
Secretary Rumsfeld will spend 2 days at the NATO meeting in Sicily, where he says he will also urge member states to increase their defense spending in order to help provide forces for the organization's new initiatives. Al Pessin, VOA News, Taormina, Italy.